Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we're talking with Robbie James Roberts and Port Townsend High School senior Mimi Molotsky. Welcome to our show. Right. And they come from us from the Expedition Club. Robbie, I understand that. Was this something that was your brainchild, the Expedition Club?
I hate to say that because I was really motivated to pursue it because of a group of 20-some high school seniors in 2002 that wanted to take the CWP program that I was doing at the time. They wanted to go overseas.
Could you elaborate for our listeners, what is the CWP program?
Oh, Contemporary World Problems class at the high school. That's where I was teaching at the time.
Okay, backing up a bit.
Yeah.
Your background with this program started with your teaching high school students.
Yes, Missy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I taught at the high school for 24 years. And in 2002, I was just in the process of leaving and going on to a Peninsula College. And so it was an ideal time to start this program.
Did you start the Expedition Club after retirement?
Well, I didn't officially retire. and I haven't yet. but in the state's eyes, I have retired. My workload, my daily workload went down a little bit because I was teaching at Peninsula.
Robbie, could you help our listeners understand just like the big overarching concept of what is the Expedition Club?
Maybe it's best if we back up, like you said earlier. I can tell you what it's not.
Okay.
And it's not an adventure travel program. Our goal from the very beginning was immersion. You know, let's take these kids, let's set them down in a rural village, and let's kind of see what happens. What we've learned, of course, in that process is, boy, it's just amazing things happen. It's multifaceted. It's teaching. It's living. It's washing your clothes by hand. It's living together in small houses together with everybody else. We have goals every year. They change from time to time. But we hope that there's a great deal of learning going on.
And you brought Mimi, who actually has been on
yes.
one of these expeditions.
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome, Mimi.
Thank you.
So last year you did this.
Yeah.
And where did you go?
So we went to Papong, which is in northern Thailand. And last year we were there for like 5 weeks. And this year we're going for 6.
Oh my gosh, so. I had imagined like 10 days.
No.
You really become part of the community because it's one thing to just get there and then leave again within 10 days. You're going to be there 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And you're going again?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Wonderful. And how many students were with you the year you went?
There were 13 of us last year, and this year there's a lot more. There's like 17 or 18.
Could you help our listeners understand what a typical day is like? So how many days did it take for you to get to Thailand? Let's just start there.
So the first plane ride is from Seattle to Taipei, and it's like 13 hours long. And then we have another one from Taipei to Bangkok, which is like 3 hours. It's like 2 days of traveling, basically.
And then
from
it's
Port
rural,
Townsend
right?
To Kupong. Yes, very rural.
Yeah.
It's an 8-hour van ride from Bangkok.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, you are really remote. And so when you arrive, is it often the first time some of these kiddos or community members are talking or do they speak English? I mean, tell me a little bit about the village you land in.
Because Expedition Club has been going to Papong for 16 years this year. A lot of the kids have like been with the Americans before and like experienced kind of what it's like to have the Expedition Club there. So a lot of the kids speak some English, but most of them are just really excited to practice and learn stuff, learn English, because they do have English classes there, but they're not taught. They're taught by Thai people. And so it's really different to have like native speakers come.
Absolutely.
And speak with them.
So are you living with a family or are you all in a boarding house? I mean, how does that work?
Well, we live in like their traditional teak houses, and it's not like a family or anything, but it's groups of us from the Expedition Club. So last year there was me and 3 other girls from the team. And so we get split up into houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a very simple, like, bucket showers, you know, like squat toilets, like nothing fancy, but they're, you know, they're nice.
What was the greatest thing that surprised you?
I think how much I liked teaching, because I was really, really nervous to teach, but it ended up being like one of my favorite parts of the whole expedition.
And you're working with children at what age are you teaching?
The school is like basically nursery, which is like preschool kind of till ninth grade. So
I noticed on the front homepage you had a young man who had attended expedition, and he mentioned the confidence and the leadership building that came along, and and he was moved by that global citizenry to continue his education in Thailand, and then he fundraised for the earthquake in Japan. I mean, this moment is really life-shaping for these students. I mean, especially that you know that it's 6 weeks long. You have them teaching, but what else is going on, Robbie, for the students there?
It sometimes depends on the year, okay? And it sometimes depends on the nature of the group. I think if we...
The nature of the students going village at the time?
Yeah,
I see.
Absolutely. In order to be successful, and in order to get through this 6 weeks all together, and because we share so much of our life together there, the team has to get tight, you know. So in many regards, it's like a big team building exercise. And the kids have to work really hard at that. You know, I think some of the ideas about empathy and compassion really come about as a result of us solving problems together and dealing with those. Gosh, on a daily basis, you know, you're teaching English, you're working with kids outside of the school, you're playing soccer with the kids, you help building a dam up on the river.
I was wondering if you're going to be doing some agriculture. Do you serve the community in an outreach?
Yeah, you plant rice. You know, it changes, it varies. We do a lot of bike riding. We don't have cell phones. The kids go without. And so conversation, artwork, a lot of reading, all those are part of our daily life. We don't travel much. We go north to Chiang Mai for a couple of days just as a way to kind of relax and get away by ourselves.
It can be very draining when you're working in a second language all the time.
Yes.
I lived in China and I went to many rural locations and I was struck by the exhaustion that it takes to try to translate at times. But I'm very familiar with that very rough living. And what I appreciate you saying, Mimi, is that, you know, in living as they do, you're honoring, that culture. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that global citizen that arrived called Mimi, how she grew and an understanding of, you know, the world is so different. Can you talk a little bit about how that was for you?
First of all, like what Rob was saying about just what we do every day, like I think the biggest thing we do is just we're part of the community. We kind of do what they're doing, what the kids are doing, or what the families are doing. And I think that's a really big part of being, like you said, a global citizen, is just being able to go somewhere and become a part of their community, or even if you're not becoming a part of their community, just being super respectful of what they're doing and just going along with it instead of never trying to like, oh, I'm doing this and I'm here to do this no matter what everyone else is doing, kind of. And so I think that was probably a big thing for me, was just realizing that I'm not here to force my agenda of teaching on anyone else. I'm just here to be here and live here and experience whatever comes my way.
As a result of that, if I can add on to what Mimi's saying, some of the concepts in the language and some of the concepts in the culture, you know, my Penrai, take it easy, live a life a little slower and a little bit more respectful. Just living with the day-to-day influence of Buddhism in the village is so powerful. It's ingrained in the school. It's ingrained in daily life. It's ingrained in what we eat and how we eat. And so those are all things that each student carries with them, I think, for the rest of their life.
So you have some cultural awareness learning.
Yes,
and now, did you have the opportunity to share in any religious ceremonies?
Yes, every day.
Every day.
I sat one day. Well, so a lot of the kids will like go to the temple to just like talk. Like I actually went and hung out with the monk for a while. That was very interesting.
That
he was super funny. He had really cute dogs. But we did when we first got there, it was actually a Buddhist holiday. And so we participated in that. One day, I don't even remember what it was, but we sat in the temple for like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And you sit on your knees. And so for a lot of people, it was like, whoa, this is uncomfortable. But just like they just chant. And it was fast. I thought it was fascinating.
So mm-hmm. 3 hours, like, you're joining a Buddhist ritual.
Mm-hmm. And what's going on?
That's okay. Yeah. You were there. Mm-hmm. You were exactly. present, and you were just absorbing. And you are also a representative of a yes. place that they've never
Definitely.
Been to.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I was talking to Robbie in advance of the show about the concept of being an ambassador of yeah. America. Mm-hmm. And it may be the only American that they get to know yeah. or see. Mm-hmm. I think it's really so cool that you are embracing mm-hmm. the rituals and rites and daily activities. Yeah. If I were interested in doing this, is it only for young adults? Like, do tell us about the criteria for, I'm thinking, sign me up. Yeah.
Well, it's 16 to many of the older people that go back. We always have several returners. Some of the college students that go back that are in their 20s are kind of like Mimi this year, although she's not a college student, she's in the leadership team. So we have a leadership team. They are the ones that lead the houses. Each house has 4 or 5 kids mm-hmm. in them now. We have always encouraged adults to participate in that. We've had, over the years, we've had several adults beyond the age of 24 that have gone. John this year is going. He's 28. He's a teacher down in Gig Harbor, and he goes along, and we don't put him in a chaperone-esque kind of role. They're just a member of the team, but they obviously are on the lookout for ways that they can help in that yeah. situation. You know, the kids are just absolutely amazing.
And so is there preparation or training yes. for the students before
yeah.
they go?
We have yeah. a whole year. Like, we get interviewed in like September, August or September, and then we start meetings normally like after winter break mm-hmm. or before winter break sometimes, depending.
And how does this all come together? Do you have a board, a foundation?
Yes.
Are you fundraising?
We're a 501c3, and we do have a board, and we fundraise all year round. We try, and last year we gave out over $7,000 of scholarships. The kids are responsible for raising their own money along the way, but we try and support that as much as possible. Each year it's a little different.
Well, if our listeners wanted to support you, yeah. how would they go about doing that? Do you yeah. have anything in the pipeline in terms of fundraising coming up?
Yes, we do. The first weekend of May, which is the 4th and 5th, we have a big yard sale. It's an annual yard sale that we have. We'll be getting the word out about that, and that helps us. It usually raises a couple $1,000. It's all by donation. People can come and support the program.
And how many students are planning to go on this trip coming up?
There's 18 students, myself and John, and one, Lily, who's 24, a college student, just graduated from Western.
And when do you go? What time of the summer do you leave?
We leave June this year. Yeah. June 26th.
Yeah. June 26th. Yeah.
And come back on August 8th.
I would love to talk to you after this. It is an incredible experience to separate from your own culture and to look at the world with a different lens. Yes. And I mean, it's life shaping. And I'm curious, Robbie, if you've heard back from students, mm-hmm. if any of them choose career paths based on this.
Yeah, so many. There's been over 300 students involved in the program in the
no
last
kidding.
16 years, all residents of Port Townsend in Jefferson County.
And just to be clear, this Expedition Club is only in Port Townsend.
Only in
not
Port Townsend.
A national franchise.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and we believe part of our legacy is we feel that we're so unique because of that. So that's really important to us. And to your question, yes, we've had Peace Corps many times over of students that have gone. They all end up traveling in some form or the other. I hope and I believe it. What happens is they travel a different way. You know, they become something a little bit different than tourists.
Well, and your website, it's just wonderful. Living, giving back, and community, which yeah. this is. Port Townsend is
yes.
really well
yeah.
known for its community-minded yeah. spirit and its embracing of other and all. And I thank you for coming in today, Robbie.
Okay.
And Mimi, you're going to be graduating
yeah, yeah.
here pretty soon. Where are you headed off to after Thailand?
Well, I haven't quite decided on college. I actually... Well, last night, I think I have made my decision, but nothing's...
Is it breaking news? Can it be
yeah,
on the radio?
Yeah, it can be breaking news.
Okay.
Nothing's sure yet, but okay. I think I'm probably going to go to University of Puget Sound in Tacoma.
Excellent.
And I want to study pre-law. And I think that Thailand definitely, like... It's not my only influence for that, but it definitely helped me, like... I want to do human rights law. And I think going to Thailand and just being with different people and realizing that, like, I really just want to be able to help people who are different than me or who need to have different needs than I do. And
working with marginalized folks. Yeah. That is phenomenal. Well, congratulations for all the things that you're doing. And our community thanks you. And I thank you. And I'm so glad both of you could join us today. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Mike Schlexer. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. And before we go, what is your website, Mr. Robbie?
It's
expeditionclub.org. Thank you again for stopping.
All right. Thank you.